Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, August 18th, 2020. Even in the weeks before the start of mandatory testing for travel returnees from risk areas, the number of coronavirus tests in Berlin had increased significantly. More than 46,000 people were tested in the 32nd calendar week until August 9th alone, and about 37,000 in the week before. From the end of June until the end of July, the number of tests per week had been relatively constant at around 30,000. According to Oliver Fei, spokesman for the Berlin Health Administration, the total capacity in Berlin is at 56,942 weekly tests, and test facilities are 80% utilized. The Berlin Health Administration recently also reported a faster increase in corona cases, with 556 new infections last week alone. Whether this increase has anything to do with the increase in test capacities has not been commented on by the administration so far. It is known, however, that between August 4th and August 11th, more than 50% of all new infections were detected in travel returnees. In Berlin, 11 medical laboratories do corona testing, and in some cases, the capacity utilization rate rose to as much as 80%. Michael Muller, chairman of the board of the Specialist Association, Accredited Laboratories in Medicine, or ALM, had described this figure as the load limit. 20% should actually be kept free as a reserve to avoid bottlenecks. It's uncertain how capacity utilization will develop in the coming weeks. On one hand, many travelers are likely to have returned from their vacation after the end of the summer holidays. Nevertheless, the compulsory testing of returning travelers could put additional pressure on the labs. ALM boss Muller therefore called for more targeted testing to relieve the labs. In a press release, ALM had previously warned that the, quote, immense increase in testing had brought many laboratories to the edge of their capabilities, despite the, quote, very high test capacities by international standards. Mueller emphasized that politicians should therefore not promise an unrealistic increase in corona testing so that resources aren't lacking for the care of symptomatic patients in hospitals and nursing homes and in the crucial discovery of infection chains. The corona test facility at Tegel Airport had to be closed early on Sunday. Charité board member Ulrich Frey announced that evening that there was an assault on an employee of the test center when a traveler was refused to test because they were not entitled to the free offer. According to Frey, quote, unfortunately, the situation escalated. The test center was closed at 6 p.m., 3 hours earlier than usual. Yesterday, it did open again per normal from 8 a.m. until 9 p.m. A father of a family had demanded a test because his children's daycare center was starting on Monday, and during the dispute, he pushed a Charité employee into a barrier. The family had already been in Berlin for 9 days, and before that, they allegedly had been in Turkey. Frey defended the closure, quote, as the board member responsible for healthcare, it's my job to protect the employees who are volunteering on a Sunday. He also called a media report misleading, according to which no more tests had been carried out at the airport on Friday evening at 9 p.m. The airport company pointed out that the tests for arrivals are not only possible at the airport. There are also contract doctor's offices for this purpose. Since August 8th, tests are obligatory for travelers from risk areas according to a regulation of the Federal Ministry of Health. As long as no negative test result is available, travelers from risk areas must go into quarantine. And if the test is positive, a 2-week quarantine is also required. After the massive criticism of the police by the Berlin Data Protection Commissioner Maya Smolcik in connection with the right-wing series of attacks in Neukölln, victims are also expressing their discomfort. In a statement, the affected persons accused the executive branch of failing when dealing with suspicious police officers, but also when protecting them against other authorities. On Thursday, Smolchuk accused the police of not cooperating sufficiently and attested to a questionable understanding of the law by, quote, stubbornly refusing to cooperate. In concrete terms, it involves data queries on two people from the police computer who later became victims of alleged right-wing death threats in March of 2019. According to Smolchuk, the police were unable to provide a complete and comprehensive explanation for these queries. According to Ferit Kocek, a member of the Left Party in Neukölln and himself a victim of an arson attack in 2018, it is not known whether the perpetrators got the victim's addresses via the police. He added that, quote, all these question marks create mistrust, and went on to say that the authorities block any investigation of right-wing terror when they can. And for some time now, those involved have questioned the professionalism of the investigators. The special unit Focus, which is being used for the investigation, is due to present its final report in September. Then, an external commission of experts will deal with the Neukölln cases, as Berlin's Interior Senator Geisel announced in the Tageszeitung. According to Green Parliamentary Group spokesman Benedikt Lux, special investigators can act faster, which is why they are well suited for tracking contacts. Lux demands that connections between officials suspected of racism and other authorities or right-wing associations be investigated. There are several questions to be clarified. For example, whether the police officers, quote, who apparently carry out improper data searches are suspected of right-wing extremism. For Lux, it's also an option to appoint a special committee of inquiry. It's been demanded for some time, especially by the left and those affected by the attacks. On Wednesday, the district executive of the Neukölln SPD also decided to call on the Social Democratic Parliamentary Group to support it. Shortly before, it had become known that a police officer who was a member of the Neukölln Investigation Group for Right-Wing Extremism is on trial for allegedly beating up a refugee from Afghanistan, who has meanwhile been deported. A week earlier, Attorney General Margareta Koppers withdrew the prosecutors because a bias of one of the investigators might appear possible. The police deny the accusations of the data protection commissioners. Spokesperson Tilo Kablitz refers to protocols from which the plausibility of the queries could be deduced and which were made available to the data protection commissioners, stating, quote, no evidence of unauthorized data processing could be found. The police attribute more than 60 criminal offenses between June of 2016 and March of 2019 to the Neukölln series of attacks, when cars and shops of Neukölln citizens active against right-wing extremism were set on fire. Members of all three Berlin governing parties are affected. In the Spreepark Berlin in Plänterwald, the construction work for the conversion to a new cultural park started yesterday. According to the plans of the state-owned company Grün Berlin, the park is to be reopened step by step until 2026. As a prerequisite for future use, water, electricity, and telephone lines will be installed first, which are necessary for the artists' apartments that are to be built there. The old Ferris wheel is also to be renovated. The former spray park in Plänterwald has been closed for 18 years. Since then, the giant Ferris wheel and the roller coaster have been deteriorating on the Treptow site of the then only amusement park in the GDR. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or help others discover us simply by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.